actually think this is actually kind of cool. And I've been to Six Flags, the one over there in Baltimore, around Halloween time, when they have all these, like, things jumping out on you from bushes and stuff. And I don't know what it is, but there's a little part of me, I don't know, it's just because I'm a little sick and twisted, I don't know. But I kind of like that, and I like watching it. No. Like, I like watching people jumping out on people.
I went to the movies. I like watching other people get scared. Uh-huh. I don't like being involved in it at all. I went to the movies. I went to see Keanu yesterday.
Was it good?
It was good. I laughed much better than The Boss. I went to The Boss last weekend, mm-hmm. which maybe was good, because I didn't have any expectations for a comedy going forward, because that movie was so horrible. So I went to see Keanu, and it was good. But both times, they showed the same preview for, there's one for Conjuring 2. There's a couple uh-huh. scary movies coming out, and I jumped. I'm there alone. I always feel like people think I'm a weirdo. It scares me, and I knew it was coming. I was waiting for it. Yeah. Jumped.
And it still did it.
Yes, got me every time.
Well, Universal Studios are actually going to be building a permanent Walking Dead attraction at its Hollywood theme park, and it's going to be holding auditions tomorrow and Friday. So, listen, you might have some cash lurking around for a flight. Yeah. You may be also thinking, oh, I could do a change of job. This could be just for you. Because anyone can sign up for an appointment right there on the Universal Studios website. But there is a height requirement, which I
don't know how anybody works in that kind of... So you're not in that job if there's a height requirement.
No.
They'll be recruiting me.
Not for tater tots.
Yeah. They'll do the same thing my family does. We have tall jobs. Can you change the light bulbs in the ceiling while you're here?
Where I have to get on a chair to do it.
Yeah. I don't know how anybody does that job, though, or if you work in a haunted house. What's that big haunted place in, like, Middletown?
Frightland.
Yeah, I don't know how you, even if you're into that, like, you mm-hmm. like being scared, don't you get freaked out? My fear uh-huh. is going through this kind of stuff, being in haunted houses. If I was to be one of these people, that I would get stabbed. That I would be, like, stabbed in the stomach. I'd walk around, my intestines would be falling out.
And people think you're faking
and
it.
And they would think I'm part of the show. They'd be uh-huh. like, look how realistic that girl looks. That's good. You're doing a great job. Give her a raise. I'm like, no, help me. That's a legitimate fear I have.
Because I had this, and I haven't seen one for a while. But they had this thing going for a while where they did zombie runs, like 5Ks, mm. and people would come out. They'd go through woods and stuff, and people would come out and chase you.
Like, not interested.
No, I've seen you being chased before when we was at
You chased me.
A couple of years ago.
You scared the hell out of me. We were at Loblolly Acres for a Halloween party, and you and Gary both bamboozled me. Yeah. And I should have known, because Gary's like, hey, can you get batteries out of the van? Like, we're never that prepared where we have extra batteries laying around.
You should have smelled
a rat. I was like,
yeah,
I'm skipping over, just all wide-eyed and innocent. And there you are. I open the door and you're all crouched down in this, like, mechanic jumpsuit with a crazy, insane clown mask on and a machete that has blood dripping down it. I scream bloody murder. Everybody at Loblolly just went silent.
Boom, boom. Just like that.
And my fight or flight, not always on point. Mm-hmm. I ran and then I was like, I'm not going to outrun them. I'm going to die. Today's going to be the day I die. And I just laid on the ground.
Fetal position.
Yeah, I made it a good 20 yards. And I was like, nope, I choose to die.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, though, but something like being a Walking Dead zombie, I guess that's something that you would really enjoy. Yeah. Because I know when I've been to like theme parks, and especially Disney, when you see these ladies dressed up as the Disney princesses and stuff. Like,
do you think they go in there like, oh, God, another day?
Because I think, like, the Walking Dead zombie, you're like, oh, yeah, I can scare people, I can deal with it. But when you're kind of like one of those princesses, you've got a bunch of little 3 and 4 and 5-year-olds all hanging on you all day long, and you've got to be all sweet and smiling and stuff. I'm sure there's an element of that where you're like, I just don't want to do this. I just don't. But if you want to sign yourself up, though, you can.
Every job has its downfalls.
That is very true.